with Just a Little Talk with Jesus. And that'll wrap things up for the Gospel Greats today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Kingdom Heirs. You can check out all of their appearances and schedule and get to know the Kingdom Heirs at KingdomHeirs.com. All of the music heard on the program today is available at SingingNewsStore.com. Again, that's SingingNewsStore.com. Coming up next week, it's our Thanksgiving edition of the program.
Happy Thanksgiving!
We all have a lot to be thankful for, so don't miss it. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week, right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts at both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & CountryRC.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
you can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO FM.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a pretty nice November day shaping up. We had a front move through overnight, of course, with some scattered light showers. That is now shifting away, just a bit breezy behind it throughout the day. Tomorrow looks like an interesting day, starting off quiet, but turning breezy and wet as a large and strong low-pressure system sweeps in from the southwest. This could deliver over an inch of rainfall to our area tomorrow into early Tuesday, but at least it'll be warm enough that we won't have to worry about icy roads. However, colder air will come in behind it by Wednesday out of the northwest, and along with that, there could be some pockets of light rain and snow showers. Perhaps even a dusting of slushy snow possible Wednesday evening as it cools down enough, so keep an eye on that for traveling and walking, but it would just be small amounts. Generally drier weather pushing in Thursday for our part of the state. Meanwhile, far east and far north Wisconsin could get some more snow on Thursday. That forecast for today, partly cloudy with mild temperatures for this time of the year, high at 53, southwest wind becoming west 8 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear and frosty, low about 31. Tomorrow, turning cloudy and breezy with a 100% chance of rain by mid-afternoon, high at 53, wind from the east-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, breezy with soaking rain, low in the mid-40s. Tuesday, light showers ending in the morning. Mostly cloudy and unusually warm for this time of the year with a high of 57. Southwest wind 10 to 16. Heading into Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain and snow showers expected by mid-afternoon. Low 34, high 39. Again, there could be a dusting Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly cloudy, blustery and chilly. Just an isolated snow shower possible. High 39. Friday, sun peaks and breezy. High of 40. And Saturday, partly sunny. High 43. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
As for right now, we're sitting at a partly cloudy 44 degrees, which is up from a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high, 47, with no precipitation. A record high for this day set in 1954 at 73. A record low, too, is set in 1959. Last year on this day, our high was 54, our low 26. Sunset today will be at 4:35, sunrise tomorrow at 6:58. No precipitation. The barometer is up to 29.83, and northeast winds are at 2. Again, it is 44 degrees.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News today, sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV & Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool, featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts at both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town CountryRC.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. As winter approaches and before colder temperatures set in, now is the perfect time to plan and be prepared for the upcoming season. To help encourage everyone to be winter ready, Governor Tony Evers has declared November 18th through the 22nd as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Richland, in Wisconsin. Being aware of weather conditions is essential for being prepared. The National Weather Service and other reliable local sources will have forecast information to inform you of potential inclement weather. Recently, the National Weather Service simplified their cold weather terminology. Wind chill watches were renamed to Extreme Cold Watch, wind chill warnings were renamed to an Extreme Cold Warning, and wind chill advisory was renamed a Cold Weather Advisory. Tim Halbach said these changes are part of a nationwide effort to simplify the amount of hazard headlines the National Weather Service has. Extreme cold temperatures can be dangerous for many people, leading to cold-related illness and injuries such as hypothermia and frostbite. There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2023 to 2024, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. According to that data, there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations in the state due to cold-related illnesses. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it's important to follow extreme cold warnings and minimize time outdoors, including pets. If you have to be outside, dress for the weather and make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Call 211 or visit 211wisconsin.communityos.org to find local warming centers and free winter clothing outlets. Finally, take precautions to avoid slips, trips, and falls in icy conditions and snow shoveling injuries. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it is important to reduce outdoor activities for your family, including your pets. Make sure you wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing instead of single heavy layer. Outerwear should be tightly woven and water-repellent. Make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk. It is important to know the signs of symptoms of frostbite and hypothermia. Ice and snow on the roads are a major threat to drivers throughout the state, causing thousands of motor vehicle crashes each year. Preliminary data from the Wisconsin State Patrol shows 9 people were killed and 2,262 were injured in the state last winter from crashes involving winter road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free website and mobile app that provides traffic and route-specific information. It is important to check 511 Wisconsin before you drive. To learn more about traffic information or check out hundreds of traffic cameras statewide, people can access the mobile-friendly website at 511wi.gov. At home or in your car, winter emergency kits should include items such as food, water, a flashlight and batteries, and blankets. In your vehicle, include a snow shovel, extra gloves and hats, cell phone charger, and kitty litter or sand to help give your wheels traction on icy roads if your vehicle gets stuck. To prepare for winter storms, stock up on additional supplies and have a plan for what to do if you lose power at home. Plan for extra batteries and other alternative power sources for your needs, including power blankets or a generator. Keep generator safety in mind while it is in operation to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and other hazards. Generators should be used outdoors and at least 20 feet away from windows, doors, and attached garages. Make sure you have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of your home. Follow manufacturer's instructions carefully. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season. Last winter, the highest one-day snowfall total in the state of 17 inches was reported in Jackson, located in Washington County, on January 13th of 2024. Hurley in Iron County recorded 75.5 inches of snow last winter, giving it the highest seasonal snowfall total in the state. The coldest temperature recorded in Wisconsin last winter was negative 18 degrees on January 15th to 16th in Clinton, located in Rock County. Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers invite the public to contribute ornaments for this year's Tribute to Our Troops holiday tree at the Executive Residence. The Tribute to Our Troops tree tradition began back in 2005 and honors Wisconsin service members who have served or are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Ornaments can be sent in honor of Wisconsin service members, past and present, in Wisconsin and abroad. The invitation is open to families of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard members. All ornaments are welcome and can be personalized to honor fallen service members, those who are deployed overseas this holiday season, and all who wear the uniform of this nation's armed forces. Please note that ornaments will not be returned to senders. To be included as part of this year's Tribute to Our Troops tree, ornaments must be received no later than Tuesday, December 3rd at SFC Liam Walsh, 6001 Manufacturers Drive, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704. The ornaments will be displayed at the Executive Residence throughout the month of December. The ornaments and the Tribute to Our Troops tree can be viewed as part of the residence holiday tours. As space is limited, individuals interested in a tour must pre-register at WisconsinExecutivesResidence.com. Residence tours will be available on the following dates and times: Saturday, December 7th from 10 to noon, Tuesday, December 10th from noon to 2, Thursday, December 12th, noon to 2, Saturday, December 14th, 10 to 2, and Tuesday, December 17th and Thursday, December 19th from noon to 2. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Veterans Day Monday, November 11th. Here's a selection about the 6th Battery and their preparation for the Civil War. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info from Chapter 13, the 6th Wisconsin Battery was principally recruited in the County of Richland by Henry Dillon of Lone Rock, though it drew volunteers from adjoining counties of Grant, Iowa, and even Dane and Columbia counties were included. It was the first to receive full quota of men, and instead of being numbered as the 6th, it should have been numbered as the 1st. But those in charge, having by some inadventure failed to follow the prescribed lines of the red tape, it failed to get its appropriate number. The organization was perfected, and in Lone Rock, the election of officers, the 25th of September, 1861. Henry Dillon was elected captain. S. F. Clark and Thomas R. Hood were first lieutenants. John W. Fancher and Daniel T. Noyes were second lieutenants. Captain Dillon was a veteran of the Mexican War, having been a member of the celebrated Bragg's Battery, officered by that time of George H. Thomas, T.W. Sherman, and John F. Reynolds, all of whom were afterwards major generals in the Union Army. The battery was ordained to rendezvous at Camp Utley, Racine, and left Lone Rock on the 30th of September. At Racine, it was mustered into the United States service on the 1st of October by Captain Trowbridge. Here, it was expected that the battery would soon be equipped and sent to the front. But this hope proved to be futile as one. Weeks passed, and the troops were not even uniformed yet. The thought of having to spend the winter in a common army tent exposed to the rigors of the Wisconsin winter was not a pleasant one. The troops were poorly supplied with blankets, and the approach of the winter brought much suffering. But kind friends at home were not unmindful of the comforts of the battery for the boys, and from thence they were soon to amply be supplied with winter clothing. Despite the forbidding aspect of camp life in winter, there were too many attractions in the city for the time to pass heavily. So the winter passed, pleasantly and rapidly, and the approach to spring brought marching orders off to the war. Listen next week to the history of Richland County, covering early ferries and the first bridge in Richland County.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Sunday, November 17th. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery at 4 today. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 11 today until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26th of 2023 at home. A celebration of life today will be held from 1 to 4 at Home Agins in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died on November 13th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 23rd from 1 to 3, with a time of sharing to be held at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show in Dauber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Dauber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Dwayne J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green, died November 13th. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dwayne J. Parkin, 64 of Spring Green. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rebecca Powell had a daughter, Heidi.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Birthday and anniversary wishes for today. Got a good handful to send out. Happy birthday today to Austin Williams, Cole Muth, Braden Brunson, David Kramer, Noel Turk, and Jim Pulvermacher from the Richland Center Lions. Wishing you a happy birthday today on behalf of the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions. Wishes go out to Riley Bierce, Brina Dowell, Anna Liebfried, Ryan Peterson, and Briella Steven. Happy birthday today to Lauren Bartlett from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday as well today. Wishes going out to Vicki Campbell, Kate Dillon, David Kramer, Cole Muth, and Bobby Joe Persinger from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday today to Briella Tucker from the Richland Center Primary School. Best wishes on a birthday. Happy birthday today to Ann Gerlach from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Also happy birthday to Kate Dillon once more from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Paul Solchenberger from also retired 18101. Happy birthday to Eileen Eberly from Sacred Heart Parish. They'd also like to wish Lorraine Schramm a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of Ash Creek United Methodist Church today to Josh Hines. Happy birthday today to Emily Dolan from Five Points Lutheran Church. Five Points also wishing Sierra Harris a happy birthday. And happy anniversary today to Fred and Kate Dillon from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. To all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a good one and a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports, sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In WIAA tournament semifinal football play in Division 3, and it was Catholic Memorial defeating Wisconsin Lutheran 31-14. Also, it was the Green Bay Packers looking to keep pace in the tight NFC North, while the Chicago Bears are hoping to stop a skid that just cost their offensive coordinator his job. The rivalry continues. As they meet today, the Packers have won 10 in a row and 25 of the past 28 meetings with the Bears. That includes the NFC Championship game at the end of the 2010 season. The Packers are trying to catch Detroit and Minnesota in the division. The last-place Bears fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron on Tuesday and replaced him with passing game coordinator Thomas Brown. But rookie Green Bay Packer running back Marshawn Lloyd's return from injured reserve is on hold due to a case of appendicitis. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said Friday that Lloyd started feeling some pain and asked Packers vice president of player health and performance Brian Engel and head athletic trainer Nate Weir to check his abdomen. Tests showed Lloyd had a case of appendicitis. Lloyd has been on injured reserve since September 17th due to an ankle issue. He has been practicing again this week to begin working toward his eventual return before his latest setback. Atticus Sappington broke a tie with a 24-yard field goal with 2:36 remaining as number one Oregon rallied in the fourth quarter to beat Wisconsin 16-13 on Saturday night. Jordan James rushed for 115 yards and a tying touchdown on 22 carries to help Oregon win its first 11 games for the second time in school history. The Ducks also won their first 11 games in 2010 and went on to reach the BCS championship game before losing to Cam Newton-led Auburn. As for Wisconsin, it is their third straight loss as the Badgers fell to 2-15 in their last 17 games against top 25 teams, going 0-6 in Luke Fickell's two-year coaching tenure. Other sports scores from around the league in the Big Ten, it was Ohio State defeating Northwestern 31-7. In men's basketball, it was Wesleyan in the WEAC defeating Stout 69-57. Whitewater scored an 83-80 win over St. Olaf. In Big Ten men's basketball, Indiana also took down South Carolina 87-71. In the WEAC for football, it was Whitewater over Eau Claire 48-7. Lacrosse defeated Stevens Point 56-14. It was River Falls 28, Oshkosh 14, and Platteville defeated Stout 46-38. And in NBA action, the Milwaukee Bucks lost a nail-biter yesterday to Charlotte by a score of 115-114. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invites you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
Set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. I could sing, I could sing your love. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart, let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I can sing of your love.
when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
Together, worthy, all together, one. turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Power I got. change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Ever true, change my heart, oh.